Ahead of today's scheduled news conference, the Mike O'Mara Show is pleased to present this exclusive with Republican frontrunner Herman Cain.
How y'all doing?
Hey, Herman.
How's it going today?
It's good to see you.
I thought I'd come by and discuss some of the issues that we have before we have the major press conference that's coming out, because I know it's been a very difficult time for me.
You've had a week.
I've had a bad week.
That's right.
Wow. Oh, my dear.
But still you smile.
You know, you don't have a choice.
Right.
You don't have a choice.
You laugh, you cry.
If you don't laugh, you cry.
Exactly. Mm.
That's what I've always said. But in any event, I'm here to talk about I'd like to stay on message.
Oh, good.
But I understand.
It has occurred to me that people do not want to stay on message, and therefore, if you don't want to stay on message, I'm very pleased to come to you today and bestow upon you 10 brand new poems.
Oh, you're poems.
Wow. Now, answer your charges with poetry.
Didn't your campaign staff advise you not to call them poems, but instead prepared statements?
Statements. Now these are prepared statements that will not sound like me, like I sound right now.
Right.
They will sound a little different.
You have a poetry voice.
I have a slightly higher register.
Okay.
When I read my poetry.
Right. Candidate Cain.
Yes, Austin.
Just to be clear,
double C.
You were famous for putting the meat under the cheese. Correct?
The meat under the cheese was my concept, and we marketed it, and it was very successful.
Hey,
absolutely. Now that's not fair.
Yeah, you watch it, bud.
Sorry.
Yes.
May I take your hat?
Yes, please. let me throw it over to you like Odd Job.
Okay. There we go.
Thank you very much. Are you ready for the poems?
Prepared statements.
Prepared statements. I'm terribly sorry.
Prepared statements.
If you don't mind,
that rhyme.
I will pull the microphone away.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Right. Herman Cain.
Why don't you give me a three count?
Okay. One, two, three.
I guess there's another accuser.
Oh, my.
I didn't want to get married. I just wanted to use her.
Wow.
Poem number two.
Statement. Number two.
Strong start.
It's a statement. That's right.
Please, America, give me a pass. You know I can't ignore a great ass.
Now, Candidate Cain.
Yes?
These are more couplets than poems.
Uh-huh. I get more poetry as I progress.
Can I get you a lozenge?
No, I'll be fine.
How about a couple more couplets?
Ladies and gentlemen, Herman Cain.
Number three. My mind is in the gutter.
Uh-huh.
My hand is up the dress. Uh-huh. Now, if you'll please excuse me, I'm horny. And God bless.
Oh, that's very nice.
Hey now.
Cain's couplets.
I only have gotten through 3 of 10.
You have 10?
Yeah.
You have the dry mouth?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Something loose up there?
I'm fine.
All right. You know what you should do is put the meat under the cheese.
Put the meat under the cheese. People will love it.
Yeah.
Godfather Pedro, you see. Home number four.
There's so many of our favorites.
Number four.
Oh, where has my campaign gone? Things were all just ducky. But now I'm a favorite villain just because I wanted to get lucky.
That's true.
You see.
You surprised me with that.
You know, I'm starting to see your view, your point of view here.
Yeah, I feel that.
Back to the other voice.
I feel that I've been maligned. And,
it's
unfair. And they're all totally fabricated.
A smear job.
It's a smear job. All of these accusations.
Did you offer that young lady?
Fabricated.
Mm-hmm. Did you offer that young lady a smear job?
Now that's not. Now I can appreciate the humor.
Uh-huh.
But I.
You
but
love
I
to
just,
laugh, right?
Listen to that deep laugh. It's hard to believe.
Would you like to hear poem number five?
More guy. Than anything.
All right, hold on.
He steps away from the microphone.
Well, he has to. It's so loud.
All right. You know.
It amazes me how accusations made will all... Hold on. It amazes me how accusations made will all just linger. I really am an okay... I'm going to start again.
I think you should.
Let's do this one again.
It amazes me how accusations made will all just linger. I really am an okay guy, so please just smell my finger.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Herman Cain, you see.
Very clever,
smells
sir.
Like pepperoni.
Herman Cain, you see.
That ain't pepperoni.
Well,
no.
Poem number 6.
The way you go in and out of your poetry voice,
yes.
I find it very statesmanlike.
Well, I have to come back down to relax a little bit
right.
so that I can wrap myself back up mm-hmm. for my poetry.
Herman. Why are you wearing a hat again? Can I take that hat as well?
Oh, this hat. Yeah, this is my ball cap.
I want another. Thank you.
There
Herman
you go.
Cain.
Enjoy that.
Always in a hat.
Ready for the next poem?
Yes, yes. Is it number 6?
It is state, number 6.
Yeah, number 6,
let me scroll
ladies
down
and
the paper here on my yellow notepad.
It's scrolled.
Mary had a little lamb. His name was Herman Cain. And everywhere that Mary went, young Herman brought his vein.
Oh.
Yeah, his main vein.
My main vein. Yeah. Thank you, Ozzy. Yeah, yeah.
You see.
Very hip.
That's very good.
Is that some slang?
Pardon me?
Is that some slang?
I got that coming up.
Oh, you got some slang coming up?
Yeah, I'll have that coming up.
Hey, you're wearing a hat again.
Yeah, this is my yarmulke.
Let me have that. Give me
here
that.
Whoopsie daisy.
Oh, look at flies. Yeah, so many hats.
All right. Are you ready for another poem?
Are we up to number 7?
That's poem statement. Number 7.
Prepared statement.
Out of 10.
I'm lost at sea, and in a bottle, I left a little note. Please send a search party ASAP uh-huh. to find the man in the boat.
Oh.
So clever.
Yeah. That is slang.
He likes that one.
I'm killing me. That's about the place.
Yes,
you know.
I may vote for
you.
You
see.
I may vote for
that
you.
That must
after
be
all.
National Restaurant Association slang.
That's slang. That's what it means. That,
right.
That's the, you know, the button.
You know
right.
what I mean?
Right on the button. I don't do that.
Hey,
no.
Herman.
Oh.
Not with my mouth.
Herman,
no, good for you.
None of that.
None of that for me. No, none of that. Out of here.
Oh, yeah. I will experiment with the breast, though.
Well, oh, yeah, of course. Sure.
You see?
And yet, with that handsome mustache, they must beg for it.
Oh, absolutely. My nice porno mustache. That's my porno mustache.
That's a gorgeous
one. Would you like poem number 8? We got to get the show on the road,
please.
Herman Cain.
I'm a good man. I'm a kind man. I'm righteous and I'm moral. I always give my hoes a choice between straight, anal, and oral.
Oh. Oh.
You see?
You see.
Is that really the image you want to portray?
I don't care.
Hey.
Clearly
it's all
you
over
don't.
Anyway.
Another hat?
So.
What hat is that?
Huh? Oh, this is the latest hat that I have. Why are you making me think of hats now? This is my sombrero. Let me give it to your compatriot.
Yeah, you better take that off.
Thank you.
Olay.
All right. Poem number 9. We're almost done.
It's a statement.
Getting close.
Who you calling dirty? Who you calling perv? Do not begrudge me one little bit for getting on my swerve. Thank you.
I know that one sucks.
That's
called running out of gas.
No, that was iambic pentameter.
And right? That is slang. That's definitely slang.
Now, you see, at the bottom of the page is my last poem. I ran out of space, but I wanted to keep it on the same page.
You know what you should say, Mr. Cain? What you should say is, I hold in my hand the last poem.
I hold in my hand the last poem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
May a diseased yak fly up your sister's poodle skirt.
Oh, dear.
All right, here we go.
Yaks don't fly.
All right. My fourth accuser, I don't know.
Huh?
In fact, I've never seen her.
Huh.
She may have looked me in the eye, but I was looking at my wiener. Thank you.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Stop teasing that dog, you hear me? Stop teasing him. Sonny, I'm gonna beat your ass teasing my dog like that.
Yeah, like she tried to climb over his fence and get me fat ass.
Don't you call me that, you little tin weasel peckerwood loony, son.
What did you call me?
I know who you are. You're Teddy Duchamp. Your dad's a loony. A loony up in the nut house in Togas. He took your ear and he put it to a stove and he burnt it off.
My father stormed the beach in Normandy.
He's crazier than a shit house rat. No wonder you're acting the way you are, with a loony for a father.
You call my dad a loony again, and I'll kill you.
Loony, loony, loony.
Ah! I'm gonna rip your head off and shit down your neck!
You come on and try it, you little slimy bastard!
He wants you to go over there so he can beat the piss out of you and then take you to the cops!
You watch your mouth, smart guy. Let him do his own fighting.
Sure, you only outweigh my 500 pounds, fat ass!
I know all you guys, and all your fathers are gonna get a call from me. Except for the loony up in Tokus.
Oh, come on, man. I'm gonna show you.
Crazy. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
You never have to say where in the world is the Mike O'Mara Show, because we are in 148 countries around the world.
Everywhere.
So, yeah. we're covered.
And you know what we are?
Yeah?
Loony.
You're up in Togas. And I know Togas.
Really?
My Uncle Ted ran Togas for
now,
a while.
Now, where? What state is it in?
It's in Maine.
Oh, is it really?
It's the great state of Maine. That's the Veterans Hospital just outside Augusta.
Hey, rotten Togas.
Put your ear to a stove and burn loony. It off. Loony.
I know all of you, except for the loony and Togas.
Stand By Me has been on the High Def Movie Network, and I can't go by it.
It's great.
It's a great
film.
I need
to see it. It's great. Jerry O'Connell when he was better.
Yeah.
When he was fat.
Right.
In 148 countries around the world, from McCappy Pfeiffer Studios,
Yay. This
is MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is Tuesday, November 8, 2011, and we are over 10 million downloads and still growing every single day.
Election day, you know.
It is election day Iowa and around the world.
Yes.
Around the country, rather. Brought to you by Adam and Eve today. Brought to you by AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, get 50% off just about anything from toys.
Mm-hmm.
Every boy needs a toy. From toys to videos.
Really?
In fact, order one item at 50% off and get 3 free adult DVDs, plus free shipping on the entire order. Use the code TMOS on checkout to get this special offer. Enter TMOS and the offer code at AdamandEve.com or go through the ad link on our website. That's hard to read.
Think stocking anyway. Stuffers.
Stocking stuffers. Wonderful. On today's program, I have to send out a little tribute to my favorite newscaster. I know it's getting old. I'm going to get over this.
Thank you,
I'm going to get off of this
it's about
Today's
time.
Show kick after a while, but I got to purge today. I got to purge. There was too much news that interested me today.
Yes.
And an incompetent lady that was doing it. I just have to give my spiel
Trouble.
About Ann Curry again today. I have to do it.
Yeah.
Asshats outside of courtrooms. Put a little something on Facebook about that yesterday. Mm-hmm. Election day in Iowa. Rob already mentioned it. And Rob wanted to get that in first because Rob is maintaining his PR campaign in Iowa.
I was not referring to Iowa. I was referring to here. I want to know if you'd voted.
Building a house
now,
there.
Listen, would you would no more have mentioned Election Day if it wasn't Steve Soboroff.
You're right.
That you wouldn't, Rob. You wouldn't.
Well, I have a parent-teacher conference. I'm going to the school to vote today and confer.
But you wouldn't have mentioned
I wouldn't have mentioned it.
Who are the candidates?
Steve and another guy and some other guys.
No, here.
Know.
You're talking about voting here.
Goes right
you
to
said
Iowa.
You would have mentioned it anyway, so tell me who are the candidates
Carrie
here.
Carrie has prepared a list.
Ah! See, you wouldn't mention it.
She knows.
You mentioned it because Steve's running. For.
You're
and
lying.
That's
Your
the
man
only
is
reason.
Lying.
That's the only reason I care about. Well, Steve, Rob might not care about it, but I do.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I care about
That's
the
right.
Fact.
As always, I'm backburnering KCJJ.
I care about KCJJ and the
I wish
vote
you'd
for
quit
Steve
talking about Iowa, Mike. Come on.
Off.
We live here.
I really, Rob doesn't care, but I care.
Yeah.
Also on the program today, why do we generate here in the O'Mara household so much garbage? It is a question. Mm. I missed garbage week last week, and it's me and it's my wife.
Yeah.
Why are we generating garbage that would be a small apartment building?
I've seen it.
Why is that man making noises about that question?
Well,
he's in a weird way today. In a strange way.
I noticed that your garbage, I don't even think that, I feel like,
would you like a 5-hour energy?
No, I don't. When I park probably usually right in front of his trash can. Uh-huh. So I know when you've had like a clean day or cleanup day.
Yes.
And as you're right, in the past 2 weeks, I noticed the same garbage is there.
It sucks.
And I sat there and I'm like, is something missed? Like,
are
they cleaning?
Are you saying he missed 2 weeks of trash?
I feel like he missed two weeks.
I missed a week of
yes.
trash. I call it a week, you call it two, but it really is 2 weeks.
Well, yeah, it's two weeks worth.
It's 2 weeks worth of trash.
Right.
But I mean, we're just the two of us.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah, I know. I've got.
What are we generating so much garbage?
Well,
for?
I don't blame Carla because she's working all day.
I've seen it amass out there.
Did you say Carla's working all day?
I thought he was going to miss that.
You saying that it's my garbage that I'm doing?
Well, you're kind of responsible. You're the man of the house now.
I don't generate a lot of garbage.
You know what it is? It's packaging. It's packaging. There's too much packaging on everything in this country.
But I look at my neighbor across the street, Richard, who I love.
Right.
And Richard generates 2 bags every week. Exact same amount of garbage every week. He's got his little recycle thing, and he's got his 2 bags of garbage. We, on the other hand, there are boxes. There are, whole chickens with feathers still on them. There are, toys. There are, it's absurd.
Do you,
when my daughters are here, you quadruple
do you,
it.
Wow.
Do you recycle?
No.
Okay, now that's Mrs. Spiewak is.
I shouldn't admit that.
No, you're fine.
That.
I hate recycling, and I sneak. I sneak stuff into the trash because Carrie will save every. Do you know she recycles styrofoam? Do you even recycle that?
Oh, I can top that. My wife actually brings home the recyclables from her office in another community, in another town, brings them to our house to put out on the curb for our city to take
away.
Well,
then she's nuts.
Oh, I know. Well, yeah, no,
but,
I agree.
Carrie takes stuff. I've seen Carrie take
will
cans.
Will you testify?
Well, they offset us, Mike.
Yeah, I guess they do.
Well, no, because what I do,
Would I have less trash if I recycled? Well,
yeah, but I mean, it's the same amount. It just goes in a different place.
It's just so much more
Carrie
work.
Carrie takes stuff out of the trash that I throw away and puts it in the recycle bin, but I get her back. I put it in the trash when I put the trash out.
Yeah.
Because you know what? She'll save every cardboard box.
You boys
to
walk
recycle.
by the side where I have my little garbage staging area.
Yeah.
And then you walk by the barrels where I
have. I didn't realize
that.
There was a staging area.
Oh, there's a staging area on the side porch.
I thought you were trying to use them as compost these days.
No, the side porch is there.
Yep.
The porch that's rotting off my house because I can't afford to get a painter.
I wish that you would focus on the porch.
We couldn't get any effing painter to give me like a trade deal.
I wish that you would focus on the porch that you keep in good repair. You see, it's so negative of you to focus on the rotting
porch.
Well,
the porch is everywhere now. I'm going to go till spring, but right now I'm putting shutters on the house today.
Right.
The guy that's coming out and putting shutters on the porch.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say this, and I would like to warn everybody here before I do this.
Okay.
I'd like to warn you all to just be careful because this is my neighborhood and you can get me in trouble if we go over the top, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to write down, all right, there's a neighbor that has a relative who was going to put on my shutters. And he quoted me a price to put up the shutters.
You mentioned this to me yesterday.
All right. He quoted me a price to put up the shutters.
So okay.
I went to the handyman that was recommended from the Home Depot, and he gave me a price.
Okay. So you're going to, are you right?
Not that neighbors aren't friendly.
You're going to compare the two prices for us?
I'm going to give you the two prices.
All right.
Settle down, Mark.
To install the shutters, okay? Mm-hmm. The first number is the neighbor's brother's
price.
Wow.
Right. The bottom price is the guy from Home Depot.
Yeah.
Would you feel screwed?
Yeah, absolutely. I would.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. You know, as a rule.
Like damaging the relationship.
Like, yeah, he dropped your pants and pounded you from behind.
Thanks so much for trying to really, why don't you kiss me on the cheek when you're putting it in.
As a rule, wouldn't you think that the merchandise that was being installed would cost more than the process to get it installed?
Yeah, absolutely.
I also hate when people say, I know a guy. And they call that guy, and they totally whore you.
Yeah,
well,
you
feel and also, and then,
well, that shows that person's an idiot.
And so that guy came over to me yesterday, and he said, and I said, well, I got it for this. And he went, yeah. All right, break it down to the hour.
You called him out.
Yeah, I
did. That is good. Awesome.
My comment was,
I love that. Most people don't. They just
My comment was, unless you're practicing law. That's a little high.
Wow.
That's exactly what I said.
That is awesome.
Well, I felt it needed to be said. You know, it really did need to be said. So with that said, hockey night with RJ tonight. We're doing another hockey game.
Oh, good.
What you looking at there, Slick?
I just saw somebody walk by.
Jabari just arrived.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Who's the foursome tonight?
Tonight, it's going to be Paul, our old bass player from the Crap Blues Band. Mm-hmm. It's going to be RJ and Mrs. O'Mara and I.
Oh,
tonight.
Nice.
Yes. So it's,
family affair.
It's going to be a very... Now, after last week.
Okay, I think we're going to get some rules.
The tickets are going to be in your name. Do we have the name of the guy that we can thank, please?
Yeah, it's Mike Affelback.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. This is 2 weeks in a row. God
bless
you.
Bonita Applebaum.
We get a tremendous, it's a great night out for some of us on the show.
Yes.
I wish some of the other boys could take advantage of it, but you know, it's me 2 weeks with RJ, and really, my wife loves it. It's really, really terrific.
Does Affelback have any tickets?
I can't stress, and I know how much that value is, and that's really nice.
Yes,
so his name again is Mike Affelback?
Yes.
Affelback, thank you very much.
Does he have tickets to Jersey Boys?
Yeah, I don't believe so. Rob, you want to go?
Do you think you'll remember his name the third time you go?
You're funny, man.
You a blanket, dear?
Yeah.
A shawl?
Yes, Oscar, you look awful cold.
Funny man, you prick.
It's funny when he comes and he sets up his camp and he wraps himself in his papoose and he begins to do the show.
So here's the question. The tickets are under your name, so I have no way of getting the tickets.
Ray Diaz.
We're going to go down early today, and we're going to wait at a particular... Probably go to is it Clyde's? Is that the place right
Clyde's
around the corner?
Clyde's on the other side, yes.
Clyde's on the other side, and meet there.
Is that the gate?
Right. What time?
We're leaving here at 4:30.
Ooh. I love Mike. He's always early.
I told my wife we're leaving here at 4:30.
So you and the missus are driving?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Paul was coming here. I'll talk to him and... defer that.
No, we're not going to do it that way. Okay. We're not going to do it that way.
Yeah. No problem.
So are you meeting Paul before you go down there?
I doubt it.
Okay. So you'll get down there on your own?
I have appointments this afternoon, so I've got to take care of things.
Oh, really? Everything, doctors?
HR and other things I've got to do.
Okay, yes.
Is that going to back you up?
You mean like make me late?
It's going to make him late, though.
Is it going to make you late?
No, not at all.
What time are you planning on picking up the tickets?
I'm planning on getting on the Metro at 5:15. Which will get me there
at 7:30.
Because he padded
There's
it.
There's no sense of time.
He padded it.
I wanted to tell you, Mike, yes. I'm going to be there at 5:30. Whenever you show up is fine.
You're going to be where at 5:30?
I'll be downtown by 5:30.
Downtown!
You got to be a little
downtown
more specific.
Downtown is not specific.
What you don't realize, Mike, is his final appointment is with Ted Leonsis.
Yeah.
Oh, are you going to corporate headquarters?
Yes, I am.
Oh, so he'll be in D.C.
How about this?
Though, let me say this.
Incidentally, I need assistance right now because I'm at a crucial moment right here where I'm about to tell RJ to meet me somewhere, and I'm realizing that if I give him any slack, that we're not going to get into the opening face-off.
Let me say this.
Yes, you will. Yes.
Are you metroing from the corporate headquarters to the MCI, or I'm sorry, the Verizon Center?
Well, yes, I am.
Okay, so he's got to go red line to... You have to go red line around. It's not going to be too bad. Actually, he'll actually make it.
All right.
Let me offer this.
If you were driving, you wouldn't get there. If you were driving, you wouldn't get there.
And I won't
time.
Drive.
RJ, if you are not at the appointed location that Mike is about to reveal at 520, 520. If you are not there by... No, would you listen? Listen, mouth. When you get there at 5:20, you're on time. If it's 5:21, you're late. You have
but
to be.
But he said he's getting on the train at 5:15.
Yeah. Right.
He said it'd be 5:30.
Yeah, you weren't listening.
No, you know what? He needs to be there at 5:20.
You know, the game doesn't start till 7.
It is a 7 o'clock. Seven.
We're going to go to, we're going to be at the joint probably somewhere around 5:30, 6 o'clock.
So I should go pick up the tickets and then meet you at Clyde's.
That's what I was thinking.
Yes.
That's
fine.
Give me a time.
What time do you want him at Clyde's?
I will be at Clyde's by 6 o'clock.
That's fair.
No, you know what?
Is that good?
By 6 is not as good as I will be there at 6 o'clock.
Well, no, I might get there sooner than 6, Rob, and then that doesn't work.
No, but you'll still be there at 6.
I will accept 6 o'clock.
Good.
I will accept because he's the man with the power. He's going to have the tickets in this.
What about 6:02?
This is your last chance to call 6:05.
No, 6:05.
6 o'clock it is.
Now, if something unforeseen happens, something like...
That can happen to anybody.
Like an earthquake.
See how low-key I'm being right now?
Yeah. Well, now.
How soon do you need to be notified that he will not be there by 6?
If it's 6:15, I'm going to start getting a little nervous.
But let's say he notifies you at 5 o'clock that it will be 6:15.
That's fine.
Okay. Right. Mm-hmm. So you have until 5.
Right.
To make an allowance for the fact that you're not going to be there at 6.
Mrs. O'Mara has instructed me
that we are
not going anywhere after the game. So all of my imbibing is going to have to take place before and during the game.
Oh, so you'll be busy.
Well, we found that wonderful beer that you like. Too.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. So
right down the hall from the room.
I hate the way he talks.
I say no chance he's there by
Mike.
6.
All right. Well,
no
6
chance.
O'clock. That's
okay,
the
okay. Oscar, how much you want to put on it?
No, I'm not betting. I'm just saying.
Well,
there's no
you're
chance.
The one Brian bringing it.
You
that's
will
a
hear it tomorrow.
Bet. Don't get mad at me. You're always late. I'm not making things.
Wait,
up.
ho.
Yes.
Hey, who are you calling?
Don't go there, Oscar.
I'm always late too, but I can admit it, RJ. You can't.
When we come back,
doesn't matter.
A brief thought about Ann Curry, a brief thought about assets outside of courtrooms, and Oscar was left something valuable by Donald. Oh. All that and a lot more fun, and the Duggars are having another baby. All that crap. We'll be right back. Thank you very much. Love this. I'm going to let it ramp up. Why not? Hey, it looks like it's going to be another fabulous day in Washington, D.C. Temperature's going to be about the mid-60s. Going to be sunny, and more sunshine. Hope you get outside and enjoy yourselves. Currently, the temperature, 59 good guy degrees right here in our nation's capital. Here's Huey Lewis. All right. Thank you very much.
I enjoyed
Thank
that.
Thank you. I do it not as well as my old partner did, but I like to do it every now and then. Our second segment is brought to you by Wait Not. Wait Not is 855-934-4486. That's 855-WAIT-NOT or Wait Not. A very interesting statistic that I want to share with you was passed along by the good people at Wait Not. Researchers asked 450 randomly selected patients who were seen in the emergency department at the University of Florida, do you believe your present weight is damaging to your health? The result? This is staggering to me.
Okay.
Only 47% of overweight men and 60% of overweight women believed that their weight had any negative health implications.
Really?
People don't realize that their health will improve dramatically if they drop the weight.
Right.
And we are trying to tell you that the best way to do this is through Weight Not. I love this program, not just because it takes weight off, because when I'm on the program, it makes me feel better. And everybody that's done it feels the exact same way. Rob has lost a ton. RJ has lost over 100 pounds.
Where are you at?
And in honor of that, hold on a second. In the month of November, our listeners get an extra $100 off any three-stage Weight Not program in honor of Mr. RJ crossing the 100-pound mark.
The Diaz discount.
That will run through the end of November, and we congratulate RJ for losing over 100 pounds. So if you want to get on the program, now is the time to do it. All you have to do is call 855-934-4486 or go to weightnot.com and get involved in the program right now. You get $100 off. No better time, and you're chugging along as well.
With 40 pounds in my rearview mirror, I can't wait to hit 50 because that's where I was the last time I dieted.
Right.
So once I plow past 50, it's going to be great.
And congratulations. Doctors are taking guys off their blood pressure and other meds because of the success that they've had with
Weight Not. God, I didn't even tell you this.
My is making a health
difference. My best friend Brad actually had to go see a doctor. His blood pressure was so low.
Right.
Because in 4 weeks on the program, they had to adjust his meds. They're taking him off his blood pressure meds.
Wow. Now, we want to remind everybody, if you're on the Weight Not program, please send us your success story, because that helps us to tell other people about the good news of Weight Not. It's weightnot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in. Get in touch with us today. We would love to hear from you. Before I go on to all my other stuff, I want to hear about this Donald thing, because that interests me.
What's happening?
He's left you something you believe might be valuable?
And it's taken all my restraint this whole morning to not look it up on the internet.
Well, sure.
Because I wanted to find out here. Well, so Donald, when he used to give me gas money, he used to just give me like coins, just old coins all the time.
Because
he, the $5 in gas money at all times, because that's what he thought it took to get to Olney to do his laundry. and I needed some coins because I'm going to be hitting some tolls after work tonight.
Yeah.
And I said, so I grabbed into these old Rolaids cans of coins he has. He has them split up in pennies, nickels.
Right.
So he gave you cans of coins.
Yeah, but I have to always give him the cans back. He's like, Oscar, I don't know how much is in here, but you can count it, and it's all yours. So he would give me, and I'd always give him the plastic back. But I never would ever, in all honesty, I would
Mark
never.
Mark is about to take an apartment in your
building. I would never take the coins, because I would just give him back, and he wouldn't know, he wasn't any smarter. He'd be like, are you sure you got enough? Like, I would just never take anything.
Right, right.
So I reached into what I thought was the quarters, bin, and I picked out a couple quarters, and I saw a nickel in there. And I was like, this is weird. Like, does Donald not know how to distribute his nickels, quarters, and dimes as he has these little canisters?
Well,
and I pick it up briefly before I walk out the room, and I look at it, and I was like, I've never seen a nickel like this in my life.
Does it have a buffalo on it?
And no, it doesn't have
is
a buffalo.
Indian? What is
read the date on this nickel. My friend, Mr. O'Mara.
First of all, it's almost like it's slightly worn. I've never seen anything. Is this 1893?
It's an 1803 nickel.
Wow.
La la la. Whatever.
Now
la,
let me say, if this is worth anything, I'll give every dime to Donald, because that man needs better care than he's getting today.
You know, among all these coins, there may be enough there to take care of him.
I don't know.
This could be quite valuable.
This says 1803.
Well,
What have you found, Mark?
I'm on wikianswers.com, and it says the nickel is actually worth somewhere in the ballpark of $440,000.
There's no chance.
Wow.
I'll keep looking. That's the first one I found.
I believe that.
There is no chance.
Wow.
I'm wondering, is this 1803 that's on here, is that the actual date?
May I see it?
Hold on just a second. Calm down.
Look at me. It all goes to Donald, for the record.
Settle down.
Well, most of it.
What's hard to see is there is a date on the front.
$440,000? That guy's been sitting on that this whole time?
And
no
chance. Who knows what else is
in
those Rolaid cans?
In a bowl with other coins?
Yeah.
What do you have pictures of it?
Not yet.
See image, though. 1803 nickel.
Did they even have nickels then? Weren't they shillings?
Sure, no.
1803.
I'll do an image search.
I know it's, it's crazy, but we kind of got independent of them in 1770.
Why are you mad at me?
Because you're from another land.
Finally, the truth.
Does it have Louisiana Purchase somewhere written on there? By any chance?
It has a handshake, which would indicate the Louisiana Purchase.
Yep.
Wow.
Are you messing me?
You have to read that. Read that, Mike. He's messing with us.
No. I'm looking for.
Because it has a handshake, and I said that looks like the Louisiana Purchase.
Uh-huh. So I think we might not think that the date is on the back. That date might be indicating the Louisiana Purchase,
right.
Not the date the coin was minted.
It still
so
could
the date
be
should be on the front. But the front is not as good a condition as the back, so I'm having a hard time reading.
Yeah, I'm having trouble reading the front, too.
And magnifying
what
glass?
Do we do?
We need an image search of the back, though.
We need to. This is.
What does it say about the Louisiana?
So here's another one here on Yahoo that says, if you're talking about an 1803 nickel, then that doesn't exist because nickels were not minted until 1866.
Ah,
okay.
But if you're talking about an 1803 half dime, but we don't think that's a half dime. Well, I guess it could be.
No, it's 5 cents. It says five. Well, that's
I think half done. One thing that sort of makes it a little less valuable is the fact that it was minted in 2004.
Really?
There you go, Donald.
It's dirty. It's under his ponytail. Look after the word liberty
Jesus
on the front. Look after the word liberty on the front.
Damn it, Spiewak.
Can you play that slower?
Wow. Well, luckily, I wasn't sitting on this.
I got excited for a second.
We all do.
The condition did not seem like it was 200 years old.
But it says 1803.
But knowing Donald and having those Rolaids bottles full of coins, there could be some valuable coins.
However, I think that will bring 5 cents on the open market.
I appreciate that.
It says Louisiana Purchase. Mm.
Does one side look worn and the other look in better condition?
No, they look about the same.
Because they say that's actually done on purpose.
Ooh. Why?
I guess the one side to look like 1803 and the other side to be.
Does it
mean,
can you, is it me? You can read 2004 on the front.
Yeah, I see 2004. Okay.
So, that was basically a regular nickel that they minted to represent an old nickel.
Right.
Yeah, like which was what they're doing with all the coins.
Like the state quarters.
That's worth 5 cents there, Mal.
Damn it, Donald.
That's it.
You continue to screw me.
Enjoy your gum.
But if you had one that was from what year, what would be the $400,000 one?
Well, I got to look into why they thought that was going to be
empty
worth
your pockets, ladies and gentlemen.
He's at $440,000,
but only in the neighborhood.
But in all respect to Donald, I have to be honest with you, I would totally.
You really
give,
did say
I would
you
totally
were gonna,
give
yeah.
him the money.
Well, you would give him all of it.
I give him all of it.
No. Really, I wouldn't.
And now the way it stands,
Donald lives in like a hovel of a place now. Like, and right now he's in ill health. Just that type of money could change that man's life.
That's right.
Yeah, but
right.
Look how things have changed. It went from giving him $500,000 to the fact you're going to keep his 5 cents.
No, that's true.
So I mean,
I'm going to give it. Give this back to Donald.
You can kick in a little bit to the studio. You want to, you know.
Anyway, you want this 5 cents? Here
no,
you go.
No, I'm fine.
It's
I'm
a start.
Hey, I did want to say today.
Didn't work out.
I put a little note on Facebook yesterday because I am up to my. I've had it up to my ass with. The people outside of courtrooms. Mm-hmm. I happened to watch live that verdict just out of curiosity, and I turned it on. What is the deal with the people that feel it necessary to go down? I think it's the same people that wait outside for executions and do that.
Well, is this brought it up.
Yeah. Is this attention loving? What the hell is going on?
I don't
on
know.
With
and
this?
Also, it seems to me their enthusiasm is misplaced.
Aren't they Michael Jackson enthusiasts? Isn't that really what that's about?
I think so.
But don't you get them at every trial? The people that have signs and jump up and down and get all excited.
Some, but I don't think as much as this one because of Michael Jackson.
Yeah, well, I
think they all suck.
I was in Los Angeles and I went
Why
to
do you
when
care?
We, while we were on the air.
I care because they bother me because they have no personal connection with the trial that's going on.
Well, that's true, but I know that too, but I don't care.
When Michael passed, when I was in Los Angeles.
Buzz, I care a lot about things that you don't care about.
You deeply care.
You guys fight.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, and I went to, I drove by, was it Cedars-Sinai or whatever hospital he was in, and there were so many people still there.
Right.
And then I went to, because I was in front of the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Yeah, and I went there and I actually bought a Michael Jackson t-shirt. Just because it was
because they were selling.
He
them
had
out
just
there?
Died. Uh-huh. He had just passed.
Right.
Did
I
you
think
look
people
great
just
want
to be connected. That's it.
But you know, but I understand wanting to be connected. But I think their enthusiasm with finding a guy guilty of manslaughter is misplaced.
Well, they're nuts.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, I'm a big fan
you
of
see that everywhere
of certain folks and certain entertainers. But if I found out that you were prosecuting someone that was, say, responsible for Elvis Presley's death, I wouldn't celebrate that.
No,
I would still mourn.
But
the fact that Elvis is dead.
If it was around the corner, would you go?
No.
At all?
No, I wouldn't go to the... I don't want to go to
the Priscilla Presley
court.
Was going
to
be there and you could eyeball her?
I really look at it as the same crowds that used to gather for the public executions. You know?
Yeah.
The people that would sit there and just get really, really excited. You know,
well, I mean...
There might be a similarity.
You remember this during the Michael Jackson trial. Everybody was... I mean, camped out outside of the courtroom.
Well, I wrote this on my Facebook page yesterday. Mm-hmm. I am no defender of Dr. Conrad Murray, but I would like to see them drop a butterfly net over all the asshats that behave like mental patients outside of the courthouses all over America. And so it wasn't confined to Michael Jackson.
Right,
it was
really
about
but that was
places
what prompted
everywhere.
It.
Well, yeah, because you just see them. There's this one guy that's going, you know, he's out there going,
For example,
like,
you want to hear audio from CNN yesterday when it was actually when the thing
And it's
came
L.A.,
out?
Too, which I think is a big factor.
What about the Casey Anthony? Case.
Yeah, well, there were
same thing.
Demonstrators there, but not as many and not as loud.
Here it is. This guy, Mike Plath, writes, a bunch of people with absolutely nothing better to do. Mm-hmm. Like was stated before, none of them know the people involved.
True.
Go home and get something accomplished with your day.
True.
That's the way I look at it the exact same way.
Here
go occupy some
place. Passionate fans outside of the courthouse yesterday when the verdict came down.
Yeah. We are so happy that Murray finally got handcuffs on him. Michael got handcuffs for a crime he didn't commit. This time, Murray gets it.
I don't even know what to say. I'm just so thankful.
Waste of flesh,
right? Right.
The man needed to go to jail, and he's on his way.
You know what?
That chick is probably amazing in bed.
You are so wrong. That I would bet. I would lay down a bet for you.
Crazy.
You're talking about a. You'd get the odor when you got to the threshold of her apartment.
Yeah, talk about a thriller.
Another Alethea, our good friend Alethea writes. I wish there had been just one guy out there with a sign that said, "I need a life."
Yeah,
that would have been funny.
Someone needs to explain to these people that, this man did a grievous error and a life was lost because of it, and he is going to jail because of it. Mm-hmm. But it's not going to bring Michael Jackson back.
No. Right.
And really, that's when the fact that Michael Jackson is gone, that's where your connection to the case ends.
And I want to emphasize that I'm not siding with the protesters on any level. I agree they need to go home and do
something more
productive. Well, or demonstrate whatever they're doing. Yeah, whatever they're doing.
You can't
identify
what
they are. There isn't a name for what
they're doing. There isn't a name
for what they're on, looky loos. Whatever they are.
Looky-loos.
Let's call them looky-loos.
I wouldn't defend them on any level whatsoever, but I will say that one of the issues in this trial was who does the blame go for Michael's death, on the doctor or on Michael himself, and I think Michael's fans were pleased that it turned out not to be Michael, at least in the eyes of the jury.
Well, Scott Black wrote to me.
In their eyes, it wasn't on him anyway.
He said if you snare them with a net, you have to put them somewhere.
Right.
I say drop a piano from the courthouse rooftop.
Well, a grand piano.
The old piano gag.
Well, who's worse? The people that are out there and they're spending their days, or really, they might be unemployed. Who knows what their story is? Or the guys that think they found an 1803
note. Hey, I got excited about that for
a
second, too. Because I couldn't read. And it's nice to see that one of the younger guys in the room has trouble reading.
Yeah, it's horrible. I had to go get a magnifying glass. I was like, what?
A couple of loonies inside as well.
What?
LaToya
what?
Said Michael was with them in the courtroom, and that would he would be sure that the verdict was correct.
Do you want to hear Jermaine and Janet and LaToya?
Yeah, sure.
Who doesn't?
Why not?
Right?
Why not?
Am I right?
A little of that on us.
Good family.
Jermaine.
Oh, and by the way, before I play that, here's when they actually read the verdict. And you can hear
a shriek.
You can hear a shriek, and it is LaToya.
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
of course, because she's the most attention grabbing of all of them.
Well, she's the pastiest Jackson.
Right.
The people of the state of California plaintiff versus Conrad Robert Murray.
Can you stop it right there? Is there a rule also
that
says that every verdict in America should be read by a 75-year-old African-American woman who just is difficult to listen to?
Who would you rather have read the verdicts? Like an official verdict reader.
Well, you know, we were talking about him before the show. How about Michael Buffer?
I'd love that.
It's always the jury foreman, right?
Yeah, that's always great. Yeah. Anyway, here is the verdict once again.
No, it's not a jury foreman.
Oh, it's not?
No, no, that's a lady. That's the clerk of the court.
Oh.
The way I understood it, I watched it live yesterday. I believe that is the clerk of the court that reads that. That is an employee of the court,
well,
if
then,
I am not mistaken.
It is a law.
All right, well, here is LaToya screaming.
The people of the state of California plaintiff versus Conrad Robert Murray, defendant. We, the jury in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Conrad Robert Murray, guilty of the crime of involuntary.
Shut up, LaToya.
Do you think the lawyer or the prosecutor just shot his eyes back and darted them at her and said, get a hold of yourself?
You can actually hear her being shushed immediately.
I was watching, oh my God, who is the, oh no, I wish I didn't know the name.
Brian
escapes
Williams?
Me now. No, he's Alan Dershowitz.
That's always
watching,
your guess.
Watching Alan Dershowitz last night, and he was right. Uh-huh. I think that they, if you watch this thing live, when they went to the whether he was going to be remanded into custody or not, they just screwed this guy. They had nothing ready to go.
Yeah.
They had no defense ready for, we really think he, you know, they said the whole thing about he's not a danger, he's not a flight risk, but they did it so, they looked so defeated.
Right.
And Dershowitz was saying that he was ill-served by his counsel.
I believe that.
Who could have kept him out of jail, because really, you know, guilty or not, you know, he didn't really want to kill Michael Jackson, so the fact is, and he really probably didn't represent a danger
not
to society.
Not a murderer.
Not a murderer, and they saying that he kind of got screwed by the whole situation.
All right, after the verdict come down, here's Jermaine, Janet, and LaToya, whose name actually means the Toya.
Justice was served, yes. Wasn't enough time, though.
Just thank you so much. I'm just happy it's over with. Nothing will bring him back, but I'm happy he was found guilty.
Thank you, America. Thank all the fans. Thank the prosecuting team, Walgreen. You were great. Michael loves everybody out here. I love him. We all love him. And guess what? He was in that courtroom, and that's why victory was served.
Who do you really find responsible? And let's be honest about this. While the doctor clearly, you know, he didn't live up to the Hippocratic Oath and he wasn't serving his community the way he should have been serving his patients and the community, Michael influenced so much power over
it's
these
absolutely
people.
Michael's fault.
It's the Elvis syndrome all over again.
Yeah, I feel like he is at the end of the day responsible for his own demise.
Yeah, he died just like his father-in-law.
To
Mike.
A certain extent, but I believe enablers. This is a verdict that I really think speaks to the celebrity enablers.
Yep.
These people that are hangers-on, and there were tons of them with Elvis. And I really think it just sends
RJ
a message.
And you.
You know what? I think it's really. I think it's justice probably served pretty well here. It's a 4-year sentence. He's probably not going to do the full 4 years.
Agreed.
And he loses his doctor's practice and you know, his medical license, and I think it's kind of fair. At the same time, for whatever reason, I was watching him as they were reading the verdict, and I was very scared. I felt, man, you don't want to get yourself in that judicial system.
No,
you really don't.
Well, where you
that's
don't
a scary
be,
place to be.
The scary place to be is at the beck and call of someone who has the money and power of Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. And think of this. And it also, I always have to sort of sort it out in my head. Yeah, for a while, Elvis was his father-in-law. That is so screwed up to me still that he married Elvis's daughter for a month and a half.
It's just the land of the weird,
but
and it's California,
mind,
and it's everything.
Mind,
it's like butterfly.
Next August is going to be 35 years that Elvis died, and we haven't learned anything.
Yeah.
No.
Well,
you're right.
But we did. You didn't see those guys get convicted in the Elvis situation.
Right.
No.
You did see the doctor get convicted saying, yes, you're responsible. If you're, because of a big fat payday, a medical practitioner with a license who's going to roll into one of these celebrity houses and give them this preferential treatment that could, you know.
It's still going to be a light sentence for the murder of a person, essentially.
Well,
I say we haven't learned
anything.
But I
agree with Oscar, though. I don't think it's the murder of a person.
No,
I
it's
really
manslaughter.
Don't. I think there is a responsibility Michael Jackson had. He's taking that into his own body.
The doctor.
I agree, but I'm saying that it's we haven't come that far. The fact that it's still happening, whether it's Michael Jackson's fault or the doctor's fault,
it'll probably never
it's
change.
Ridiculous
well,
that
it's happening.
It's
the
culture of celebrity.
It's both, and it did occur to me that this should have happened with Dr. Nick, and I agree with you, Mike. I think the sentence is about right, but this was a case choice of the doctor putting that nice fat paycheck ahead of the well-being of his patient.
100%.
But it all started with Michael
Jackson. And he's a star effer. And I think that has more to do with it than the money.
Yeah, you hear the guy talk and you just say, this guy seems like he had his priorities way the hell out of whack.
He was in the hotel room when Michael Jackson dangled the child over the balcony. He was with Michael Jackson that long.
It's fun.
Right? Yeah.
First of all, you don't have to practice your regular medicine. You don't have to have calling hours like doctors do. You don't have to do that because you're getting $150,000 a month from Michael Jackson.
To just hang out.
Yeah, just to be there, just to be his personal physician and all that crap. Wow. At the same time, though, it's just the people that outside just bother me because it's just, do I have an opinion? I think everybody, it's the culture of celebrity. We all have opinions about it. But you're standing outside and holding up a sign going, look at me, look at me, look at me. I hate that crap. Yeah. That really bothers
me. You live pretty close to the courthouse here. We could go there if there's something going on.
That's just in and out, baby. In and out. Yeah, now, that's a lot of traffic, Corey.
I've been to trials like that.
Yes, that's a lot of fun. Last thing I wanted to just say was, I am noticing that we are starting to see a trend in commercials for different products, and I can't even tell you the product, but I'm calling them Glee commercials.
Oh, yeah, singing.
Because the production number is everywhere you go, and I believe it's the Glee success.
Yeah. Glee.
The Duggars had another pup. Don't want to even say anything about it.
Oh, I got good audio for them.
Well, we'll save it for the audio vault.
All right.
And Ann Curry. It just she just drives me out of my
mind. How is she with Clinton today?
Ann Curry. I'm all for prepping interviews. I used to prep interviews on the old Mike O'Mara show where I would jot down a series of questions. Then I'd look down and I'd reference it as I moved along. But Ann Curry, if this is not in front of her face, you're on television, Ann. And I can do with, I know you make about 12 to 13 mistakes a day. And I'm talking about just little fluffs where you will stammer or you will stutter you will speak incorrectly or you will identify the wrong camera. You make those seriously at least 10 a day.
And it's emphasized this week with Matt gone.
With Matt gone, you're aware of it. But what I don't tolerate, I can accept that because it's live TV, things are happening very quickly. What I don't accept is the fact that you have to now, with every interview you do, pick up the paper, hold it up to your face, and read off of it when you're interviewing President Clinton.
Do you think that a producer has said, listen, Ann, you can't do this on your own. Read from the paper.
I think that she is so prepped right now because she cannot handle that. She can't just roll through. And you know what that is? We all know it in this room.
Yes.
The difference between looking at the paper 2 inches in front of your face and not is called preparation.
Yeah.
Getting your material the night before. Sure. So you sit down. Jesus Christ. If I was going to interview President Clinton, I'd start prepping the month before. I'd memorize the questions.
Yeah. Right.
It would be so exciting for
me. She's not qualified. Who really started to become famous as a news reader, and that's what
she's
she was.
She's a news reader.
She had stuff to read.
Right.
She can't handle an interview.
I couldn't be a news reader.
No, she's a... you could, but you're a great ad libber, and I will take the latter skill before the former. I truly will.
Even when she asks the hard-hitting questions in an interview, they seem so insincere.
Absolutely.
So manufactured.
That's her all over. She's Miss Insincere.
Today she had the latest Herman Cain woman on and her lawyer.
Herman Cain woman.
And she was trying to badger her almost. And Curry was.
And it was not sincere.
It was awful.
It was horrible.
It was terrible.
Hard to watch.
And listen, as a viewer who is extremely interested in the Herman Cain story, I got it all up here and I'm watching it. And I wish that... if you're in the news media and you're going to do these interviews and they tell you the day before, they have their little pre-session. Right. They say, this is who we're going to have. You do just the slightest amount of prep.
You mean Bill Clinton just doesn't show up at 5 minutes to 7 and say, I've got some stuff I'd like to say?
But she loves to read the quote. Mm-hmm. That is one of her interviews. It was once said, your contemporary said, as she's using her voice like this. Now listen, I as somebody who has been in the public eye on the radio level and reads all the internet crap that's said about me, I know it doesn't feel real good. And here I am doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. But this is a woman...
She's not qualified.
I just love to see a more qualified person
Guthrie,
on the television show that I like to watch.
Put Guthrie in there.
Absolutely.
For God's sake.
Absolutely.
Brian did last Friday. He was
kind of asking him to take a demotion.
Well, no, I mean, he could get another paycheck.
Do you think, is there any chance?
So Oscar, does anybody ask you, does it doesn't matter? He's the NBC anchor man.
Are you in love with his new primetime show?
30 Rock? Oh, no, yeah, it's
Rock Center.
Rock Center, Rock Center. Right, yeah. I'm sorry, they had Tina Fey on yesterday, so I was confused.
I haven't watched it.
I watched it last week, and it's opening. I haven't seen this week's yet.
10 p.m. Monday nights. You should check it out.
It's good. It's trying to find its way. It's like a more fun 60 minutes, if such a thing is possible.
Okay.
I tweeted him.
It's a hipper news magazine.
Did you really?
He didn't tweet me back.
Brian Williams.
He's very busy.
I like.
Was it about the nickel?
You know, anything that's a news magazine that doesn't take the formula they've used in recent months,
right,
which is use a crime and a crime story,
yes,
that you know the answer to.
Keith Morrison?
You know, oh, God, it's horrible.
He went out, he actually, but did he come
You'd love
back?
It because he, and it's probably an on-demand, so you check it out. He broke down the Greek financial disaster that's happening right now and how somehow this one small economy in Europe has held the rest of the world hostage.
Yes.
In a way that I've never seen broken down before. He dumbed it down for me to actually feel like I'm educated enough to talk about
cool.
it.
Cool. You sold me on it. I'd like to watch that. All right, we're going to take a break. Tomorrow, programming note, tomorrow on the show, we're going to tell you about our December plans and lots of great things coming up regarding this show that you're going to like a lot. And we'll have all that for you tomorrow, including a couple of dates that we're going to lock in and let you know when you can join us
Wonderful.
For some festivities. We'll have that on tomorrow's show. And coming up next, we'll have the Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak. We'll be right back. You're the kind of person that believes in making
out once. Love them and leave them fast. You're the kind of person that likes to make out once.
Love them and leave them fast.
That sucks. I don't like that. I'm Prince. Ow.
Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by Oakton Wine Shop.
Mm.
God, I love a good wine shop, and this is one of the best in the world.
It's this Friday, right?
Oakton Wine Shop. Yeah. He's going to be joining us here on Friday. They're located at 123 and 100 Mill in Oakton. They have 500 hand-selected wines from around the world, and it's Hunter Mill Road and 123, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Hunter
right.
Mill Road.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes. That's right.
500 hand-selected wines from around the world, 50 handcrafted beers, 50 cheeses and pâtés. My wife and I, seriously, because we're just those kind of people, we can spend the entire afternoon in this store.
Well, you love to pâté all the time.
I just like wine stores. Yeah. I don't know anything about wine, but I just love looking at all the different
maybe
bottles.
Maybe if we phone
labels.
Ahead, they could have an easy chair for you. You could just hang out.
Yeah. I could hang at a wine store for like 6 hours.
But, you know, you just hit on something. Place. You don't have to know anything about wine to go here.
No,
they're
you
very
don't.
Helpful with
well,
that.
Well, when he came by and he brought the wines, he's coming by on Friday.
He'll do it again.
I'm going to drunk drive straight to the airport.
Brian, yeah, you go to Vegas after that, right? Now, are you going out to Vegas for your Mangrave thing?
No, it's my brother's pre-bachelor party, which I've never heard of before.
Oh,
but
hit it, Rob.
La, 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 whatever. La, 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 it doesn't matter. La,
my brother's so conservative. I asked him, I was like, do you want to go to, like, Experiment Rhino? Like, what do you want to do? And he's like, dude, I'm not really into strippers. And I'm like, great.
Don't worry. You'll leave him about halfway into the night anyway.
You will.
You'll find something better.
And you know, wait, hold on. I know you're meeting friends out there. I know
I've got some girls coming up.
Some girls.
Oakton Wine Shop. They also have delicious local creations, including cupcakes from Sweet Bites. OaktonWineShop.com. They're going to be here on Friday. Hit their ad on our website. And Brian Gauthier. Is it Gauthier?
I think it's Gauthier.
Gauthier. He will be joining us.
Gauthier.
He'll be joining us on Friday's show. And I'm actually picking my kids up on Saturday because he's coming in on
good
Friday.
Idea.
That's a wise move.
I think
maybe
RG
they should
had,
be picking you up.
RJ had a quick question.
Well, I was curious. If this is the pre, when is the real one?
Well, this is the thing. I called my brother because when I initially had heard about this, he called me because he's a doctor. They have a certain amount of vacation.
Right.
And I said, well, clearly this is what he wants his bachelor. I'm the best man, so as the best man, I
you
think I would plan.
You bet
you are. Right.
And I called him. I said, look, we should invite dad. We should invite. I was like, why are you doing this in November? He's like, oh, this is kind of like the pre-bachelor party because not all my doctor friends can go out. I said, look, dude, I can't just be buying like trips to Vegas.
Are you the
weekend.
Best man?
Right. Yes.
Oh, wow. And where's the wedding going to be?
It's going to be in Palm Beach, Florida.
Oh, so Palm Beach, Florida. So Vegas for the... That's cool, though.
Yeah,
Vegas
but I said, what do you want to do for your real bachelor party? He goes, I don't know, maybe Atlantic City. I'm like, because that could just happen.
Sure,
maybe like,
he'll hit
just,
the entire country.
No big deal.
Wow.
God bless him. He's so nerdy at times that
so
I don't
Vegas,
think
Atlantic City, and Palm Beach.
He's
so far.
Never been to Vegas in his life. This is the first time he's going.
So who lives in Palm Beach?
his fiance.
Oh, cool. Right. This actually, there's going to be a new reality show, Mike. It comes right after the regulars. It's called Where in the World is Oscar's Brother?
They're getting married at Trump International Golf Course.
Whoa! Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That is.
That's a big buck.
Kind of makes
if you want to come down and play, you're more than welcome.
Why Mike, doesn't it make our day-to-day feel pointless?
I know.
Why do you hang out with us?
Yeah. Are you kidding me? You think I feel inferior now? Wait to the wedding.
I'm gonna get off the show, and I'm gonna go, Carla, do I go to the Harris Teeter or the Giant to get my lettuce? Where do I get my hearts of romaine?
If it makes
where do I get my organic hearts of romaine? Hey, is that a helicopter?
It is. It's mine. Yeah, it's
no, it's a motorcycle.
Oh, it's a motorcycle. Okay, what were you gonna say? What?
I said the rest of the day I'm gonna be in the Mangrate warehouse yelling at Packers. So if that makes you feel any better.
Hey, Brett Favre! Let's open up the audio vault for today, Thursday, November 8th, 2011.
It's open.
La, la, la. Come on, we're running late.
You know what?
Discs.
There is no, we got same disc. Okay. NFL kicker, is it John Casey?
John Casey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Had one of my favorite things happen to him this weekend.
You can get the sound.
Who spent his entire career with the Carolina Panthers, an original Panther. This will be a 42-yard attempt.
Best sound in the world, isn't it?
I could care less, but the fact that Rob loves that sound is what makes it entertaining for
I
me.
Love it. It's just an entertaining
play it
sound.
Play it again.
It's not only is an entertaining sound, but it means that when they thought they had like 3 points
they
sewed
don't.
Up, they don't.
The Carolina Panthers, an original Panther. This will be a 42-yard attempt.
The disappointment from that noise.
My joy is only because of Rob's joy with that. Otherwise, I don't think it's.
They should mic the goalpost.
They really should. Did you watch Monday Night Football last night?
I did not.
It continues. It just sounded dirty to me.
ESPN welcomes you to the following presentation of the National Football League.
Comes down and immediately reaches for the groin area. And
I hate to get too excited, but boy, it's one of the things that excites me the most. You know, get off is so important to a defensive lineman.
These guys have been together now. They're starting to get a feel for each other.
Michael Vick's gone down hard.
Don't let him get hot.
Philadelphia ran it down their throat.
The Eagles don't have a sack.
Everybody's trying to get off.
Trent Cole was in his face.
Urlacher with the cleanup.
Wow. The Eagles don't have a sack, Mike.
Thank you very much, Rob.
Ouch.
Big announcement on the Today Show. I'm surprised you're able to. You buried the lead. This really should have been our lead story today. Okay. The Duggars all. How many? They have like 25 on the set.
She's going to have her 20th child.
These are the people.
Is that true? 20th?
20th. But here's the announcement.
We really are excited.
Baby talker.
We are expecting our 20th child. Yes. Yes. We are due in April. And just thrilled.
I don't know how it happened. No.
Well, but are you? Were you help me? Were you planning for a 20? Well, was that the goal?
Well done, Ann.
You know, this is the farthest apart we've
Great
gone.
Question, Ann.
I mean, typically 16 to 18 months apart, and so we were really kind of thinking it might be our last.
Did you ever see one of those gumball machines where the gumball comes down and goes around a funnel?
Yeah.
And it goes around and around. It takes forever for the gumball. That's what her uterus looks like.
I can't believe that these people are still on television.
Exactly.
How old is Mrs. Duggar?
A good host would say, get off my show.
I think she's only 45.
Oh, God.
That's the money womb right there.
That is the money womb.
It's disgusting. Oh,
and baby talking, now we're on again, and we're going to have little babies.
You know what I was thinking about? The airfare that the Today Show has to shell out to get them there.
Were they live in studio?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Because
they had
less.
19 kids, plus one is married, is 20. Then they have two kids, is 22. And the parents, 24 people they had to have.
Wow.
They couldn't all fit on the couch.
And they all came out, right?
Of course.
And all the husbands came out.
Yes,
and all
of
that.
Course. Anyway, they ask, is there room? They ask Jim Bob. Don't you like a guy named Jim Bob?
Sure.
Like, hey, Jim Bob, is there going to be room?
Well, we always have the motto around our house, there's always room for one more. And they are such a gift. Mm. We are so grateful for each one of them.
Yes. Now, what about your
house?
Her voice? You enough room, Jim Bob, for all these kids? Another kid?
Yes. We just had one that got married and had his own family now, so we made room for another one.
So they're treating their life like a Facebook page. Wow. Yeah. Once one leaves, there's room. No, you don't always have to replace a child.
It's a mental illness.
I hate the Duggars.
I do too.
I know. I hate seeing
everybody hates
right
the
on, Buzz. Yeah. And also, I like seeing Jim Bob. Not only are his teeth getting more horse-like, but the part on his hair is moving down. And yeah. I don't know why he's parting his hair above his ear now. This is not a good-looking family. So let's move on to something that I like.
Okay.
Are you familiar with director Brett Ratner?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He directed Tower Heist, which was number two in the country this week, and also the Jackie Chan movies, the one where he does his own stunts.
Lots of special effects in a Brett Ratner
movie. Rush Hour. Right. Rush Hour. Right.
Movies. Kind of an edgy guy, kind of a tough Hollywood guy.
Well, there is a lady on TV. Her name is Olivia Munn, and she's done some work on the Sci-Fi Network. You know
very
her.
Pretty. Oh, my
good
God.
Looking girl.
We used to have on our webpage at the Edge, Olivia Munday. Oh, my God. Mm. See her on the runway.
Very
yes,
hot.
Sir.
She's very hot, and she wrote a book, and she never named the director by name, but in her book, she said when she first met a Hollywood director, he greeted her in his trailer, pleasuring himself and eating a shrimp cocktail. It was widely assumed to be Brett Ratner.
Wow.
And he addresses it on a British talk show, and I thought in a most entertaining way.
Olivia Munn, I'll be honest with everybody here.
Okay. Well, let's...
But actually, I'm sorry, wait. When she was Lisa, that was the problem. She wasn't Asian back then.
Oh, this was... Before the transformation.
Before the transformation. Yeah. She was hanging out on my set of After the Sunset. I banged her a few times, and I didn't really... Oh, sorry. Can I say that on this show?
Yeah, you just did.
But I forgot her. I forgot that... Because she changed her name. I didn't know it was the same person. And so when she came and auditioned for me for a TV show, I forgot her. She got pissed off, and she made up all these stories about me eating shrimp and masturbating in my trailer. So. And my shortcomings. She talked about my shortcomings. So, yeah.
Yes, she
now,
did.
She was more graphic in the book than what he addressed.
Yes.
But in the book, she sort of came around to say that he made it hard for her to leave the trailer because of what might have resulted on the doorknob of the trailer.
Right.
So think about that the next time you see a Jackie Chan movie.
He's an edgy guy. I really misspoke because even before you played any of that, he's known as an a-hole. One of the Hollywood a-holes.
He is Hollywood a-hole. I'll tell you who's not an a-hole, Mike. Is your buddy Justin Bieber. Now, I could play you lots of Herman Cain accuser tapes, but let's focus on the lady accusing Justin Bieber of being the father of her child.
Because he gave a categorical denial on about 12 different shows earlier in the week.
That's right, including the Today Show. They had him last Friday.
Right.
And the lady's name is Sharon. No, I'm sorry. Her name is Mariah Yeater.
Mariah.
And she's 20 years old, right?
Right. And not all that good looking.
Okay.
I mean, I was shocked. I thought she'd at least be very good looking.
A little older than him.
Here she is speaking on the fact that Justin Bieber fathered the child.
And then he eventually asked me, he said, would you mind if we can go somewhere and be...
Oh, this is the way he seduced her after the concert. Forgive me.
How old is Justin Bieber?
He just turned 16. 16.
Yeah. Yeah, a minor. Okay.
And handsome. Mike.
Quite.
He is.
Talented.
Canadian.
Go ahead.
Mike.
Play the tape.
The eyes.
Stop it.
And then he eventually asked me, he said, would you mind if we can go somewhere and be alone? And then on the walk to wherever this destination was, he was telling me that he would like to make love to me and, you know, all sweet and cute and touchy. And then when we got to what turned out to be a bathroom, his whole demeanor changed. It went from cute and gushy, you know, to just more aggressive and I want to you and this and that.
Classy.
So I told him to wear a condom. He said no, that it was his first time. So I went with it, heat of the moment, and here we are today.
There she is.
She sounds so matter of fact.
Yeah, well, no, but there's just so many allegations against this girl. One, she had done the same thing allegedly to her ex-boyfriend and said that he was fathering the same child that Justin Bieber, quote unquote, had fathered. And then two, she'd also been, I think, arrested for slapping, domestically abusing her boyfriend. Like, this girl's kind of whacked out.
Here's the great thing about these cases, though. This is cut and dry. This is real simple.
He's going for the paternity test.
You go for the paternity test,
might
you know
cut,
it's all over.
But it ain't dry.
Stop talking to me like that.
Mike, his eyes.
Stop it!
I wanted to also say, they say that he has a rock-solid alibi, and they asked Yeater about it.
The security guard we talked to, he said that he was with him the whole time. They walked him to the car. Why would he say that?
Well,
no
because
comment.
No comment.
What happened?
That he has a rock solid alibi, and they asked her about it, and she said, no comment.
Yeah, so she sounds like maybe she's
it's
not
all
credible.
Fluky. Yeah, yeah, it's all messed up.
What happens.
And again, they were on the Insider. Right?
He did say that, you know, when he's done with the concert, a la Elvis, he goes from the concert stage right to his waiting car to his hotel.
Yeah. One thing I did enjoy, one of her details is that he banged her on his shelf. What does that even mean?
Yeah, I know.
On a shelf? Really? I know. And we want to close with Conan, who this is his take on Herman Cain and accuser four coming out.
Herman Cain's fourth female accuser held a news conference today where she claimed Herman Cain offered her a job in exchange for sexual favors. Now, say what you want about the guy. At least he's got a plan to put people back to work.
Finally.
That is your audio vault. And also, I won't play the clip, but Safe Home Joe Frazier.
Yes.
We both met the guy.
Yes,
he was cool.
Yeah, very cool.
An amazing guy.
Smoking and, Joe Frazier.
Too soon.
Yeah, that's too soon, and that's a very sad day. Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up. Yes. I would have forgotten it, so have a safe travel, Joe Frazier.
Can I tell a 10-second story about him?
Yeah, go ahead.
His first fight with Ali was the night I was born.
Right.
March 8th, 71.
Right.
He beat Ali, and my great-grandfather always said that if Ali won, that they would have named me Cassius Spiwak. Not true, just a family joke.
Oh, I thought, hey, that's it. Maybe that's where all the hatred comes from.
And when I told Frazier that joke, he thought it was great. He thought it was very funny.
We'll
so
take a
guy,
break and come back with Buzz in the News right after this.
He's spongy.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's time to get our news update. Here he is, the man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page, which is where you will find the new Kindle Fire.
Fire!
With ultra-fast web browsing and 18 million movies and TV shows, plus books, magazines, games, and apps, the Kindle Fire is a cool and affordable gift. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark us and spread the word. You're saving money and supporting the show when you shop MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It is election day, but can we help the country by voting? ABC News has what it calls a frustration index. It combines poll numbers on dissatisfaction with the economy, Congress, the president, and government in general. Just before the midterm election last year, the frustration index was at an all-time high. Voters took control of the House away from the Democrats then and gave it to Republicans, including a dozen Tea Partiers. Did it do any good? Here we are a year later, and ABC's frustration index is every bit as high as it was before the last election. The survey shows Republicans to be the most frustrated among us at 86%, Democrats' frustration at about 55%. The vote that helps the country is the one that breaks the gridlock in government, and the gridlock has gotten worse, not better. There's word that the super committee that's supposed to find a budget compromise by November 23rd is nowhere near a deal and likely won't make the deadline. President Obama and House Speaker Boehner have met many times in private to try to strike a grand bargain, you know, on the budget and the economy. They even played golf together, but Obama and Boehner haven't spoken to each other in weeks now. They are not mortal enemies, but the White House says Boehner's boxed in by the Tea Party contingent and its refusal to compromise.
That's like Hitler playing golf with Netanyahu.
Yeah, we've heard that.
Obama! Obama!
Made a lot of people mad, didn't it? Well, and unpopular as Obama is, he'll still, as we discussed earlier, probably get reelected in one-on-one matchups with Republican frontrunners. Obama wins by substantial margins. Those frontrunners, Herman Cain and Mitt Romney, are tied in a dead heat, but a new poll shows Republicans ready to abandon Cain over the sexual harassment allegation.
I don't care whether I win or lose as long as I can get my hands on some coos.
Is that more slang?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you very
much. Nice hat. Cain is, as we mentioned, meeting with always. He has the best hats, doesn't he? Meeting with reporters today to address those charges. It may or may not help. There's now word of a fifth woman coming forward after a fourth went public yesterday with charges that Cain reached up her skirt, pushed his face into her lap, and offered her a job.
It don't matter whether you lose or win. To all of you, I say balls on chin.
I agree.
Oh, Mr. Cain.
Mr. Cain, is it true that accuser number five used to work at WJFK?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know you were going to use that voice.
Well, thank you.
I like your poetry voice.
And now conservative groups, especially Christian conservatives, are urging Cain to come clean about the charges. Now, as mayors, as mayors and cops try to find a balance between protesting and public safety, some of the Occupy demonstrations have gotten violent.
I'm a Christian, if you please. I tell all my dates to get on their knees.
Some of the demonstrations have gotten violent, especially here in D.C. The Chicago Board of Trade, meanwhile, of folks who work there anyway, dumped McDonald's employment applications on the protesters below yesterday.
I get it.
These are the same Wheeler dealers who put up a banner a couple of weeks ago that read, "We are the 1%.
Mm-hmm.
Here's good news about good news. I do have some good news today. I'm so relieved. Had to look for it.
Look at the bottom of the pile.
Here's good news about the millions of dollars being saved at the Pentagon now. Now that retired generals who serve as Pentagon advisors have to obey new ethics rules, most of them have quit. They're also quitting because their pay has been capped at $179,000 a year, and who can make a living on that?
Right. Yeah.
Well, they have really expensive clothes. There's gold things on the shoulders.
That's right, General.
We're actually going to save millions of dollars because of this.
That's a good thing.
And finally, from the home office in Florida, a man was deeply disappointed last week when he went to a bank branch along Florida's Palm Coast only to find out that he couldn't buy a money order there. They wouldn't sell him a money order. He was so disappointed, he allegedly urinated into the drive-thru teller tube.
Oh, such aim.
That's nasty.
And on that same day in Manatee County, Florida.
Two Floridas in one day.
21-year-old Aaron Hostetler was upset with his girlfriend. So he, right in front of her, grabbed a bottle of pills and swallowed them all and said goodbye. Fortunately for him and us, the pills were Flintstones vitamins. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
He's the healthiest man in town.
That's it. We got to get out of here. Our show today was brought to you by AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, get 50% off just about anything, from toys to videos. In fact, order one item at 50% off and get three free adult DVDs, plus free shipping on the entire order. Use the code TMOS on checkout to get this special offer. Enter TMOS as the offer code at AdamandEve.com or go through their ad link on our website. All right, to all of you, I say, don't take any wooden nickels, everybody.
1803.
See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Hey, Apple. Apple. Hey. Hey, Apple. Hey, Apple.